What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at FightfulSelect.com. It's time for the Fightful Select Q&A show. Back at it. Love doing it. Love finding out what you guys want to find out. And you guys make my job much easier because, again, if I don't answer something here, I just know it's what you want me to look into. So, hot diggity damn. Let's get back into it. Let's see what you guys want to know about. Any news on Wheeler Yuta? He's been gone a while. Yeah, he's facing concussion issues. I don't know when he's set to be back or anything like that. Any update on Malachi Black's contract? Yeah, I asked about it this week, and I was told that it doesn't look like it's going to be up in July before the options hit. I think there was a little bit of time added to it. Hi, Sean. Have you heard of any of the names that have been signed from the Australia tryouts? PW Insider said there was a tryout of sorts at the PC this past week. Can you confirm that? Yes, they're I don't know what names were there, but I do know that they've got their eye on at least one name from Australia. I don't know if she was at that tryout, though. Is Punk going to be back for SummerSlam? I would hope so. I would hope so. Any news on a Britt Baker return? I haven't heard of that much communication between the two sides. I know that Britt Baker wants to be on TV. I don't know if she's healthy, but she wants to be on TV. With SummerSlam 2026 being two nights, does that mean that, or confirm rather, that Mania is going to be outside the U.S. that year? No, it doesn't. What it confirms is that Minnesota thought they were getting WrestleMania, and instead what they're getting is a warm weather show whenever the weather's good in Minnesota, and it's going to be two nights, so they did make special concessions there. Is Danhausen still under contract with AEW? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Anything on Tristan Archer leaving WXW and possibly signing with WWE? Well, Corey Brennan actually talked to someone who was supposed to wrestle him soon but couldn't announce it or talk about it yet. So if that's the case, he's at least doing that match ahead of going to WWE. Any chance Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa get on the Double or Nothing card? It's always possible, but I don't think so. Any updates on Ricky Starks? He wants to be on TV, or at least so he says, but I've heard no issues of him having heat as a result of being at the Royal Rumble or wherever the hell he was at. Wherever he was at. Like some people were speculating. You're allowed to visit your friends. Brad and Britt says, weren't you pissed when Triple H disrespected Fightful Depressor? No, I was annoyed and disappointed. But I've spoke about that ad nauseum. I'm ready to not talk about that ever again. Salute to the big cheese of Fightful. God damn it. Do you think we get Gangrel at Double or Nothing this weekend? I would pop hard. I think it's a real possibility. I think it makes an awful lot of sense based on the things that I've heard and seen. Like, he can still go. He can still do it. He's still very, very active. I've worked a number of shows with him at this point, like two or three. So he's still out there. Money in the Bank winner predictions. I think Tiffany and LA Knight would love to see Chelsea Green. I think Tiffany and maybe somebody like out of left field, probably somebody more established on the men's side, somebody who has been perceived as a contender for a while but hasn't been in that fold maybe for a bit. I think Finn Balor could be a good one because then it gives you the question of, oh, well, what about Damian Priest? I think he would be very good, and he's going to be there for a long time. And listen, even though Finn Balor's in his 40s, look at the insane shape that guy is in. Like, there's nothing he can't do still. Do you have an update on Jimmy Uso's injury? Well, he wasn't in the draft pool, so I'd imagine he'll be out for a while. Do you think Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson will stick around with AEW? Damn it. Listen, I'll get it right. Do you think Bryan Danielson will stick around with AEW after his deal is up and wrestle a few times a year for them? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. Percentage on Hangman showing up to join Team Elite at Anarchy in the Arena. I think that's very possible that he comes back sooner than later as well. I've mentioned this. He's not injured. He's out for personal business and all that stuff that he had worked into his deal very wisely. So he could be back really at any time. at any time. It could be now. It could be a few months. Yeah, he could be back really any time. Is there a reason why AEW is giving a more sports entertainment approach lately? I don't know if it's sports entertainment approach, but if you actually watch AEW shows, there is a story reason for almost every match. Something set up backstage, or it's part of a feud, or it's a top contender match, or an eliminator match, or something like that. Maybe too much so to this point, because you had the bad faith people saying, oh, there's never a story. Now that there is, you never hear them say, well, there's stories to everything. You actually hear them saying the same thing. So I think that they could lean out of that occasionally and do occasionally a cold slapper. However, I think it should be more of, I don't know what the result's going to be, than anything else. If you could add someone, free agent, current roster, one of the AEW factions, who would it be? I'd have Edge revive Dark Order with his Brood character, or put Sheamus in the BCC. Oh, I mean, I would just have Edge and or Adam Copeland and Christian together as a team. That's what I want to see. I want to see that back in the fold. Jason Major says, I've given up hope on Megan Bain. Any possibility of Camille or Motor City Machine Guns at Double or Nothing or the Dynamite after the pay-per-view? Yeah, if I were them, I would have a steady stream of debuts, returns, and appearances. You've got Bain, Camille, maybe Motor City, MJF probably coming back sooner than later, Hangman Page as well. Like, you've got some pops you can get in that sense. I wouldn't give up hope on Megan Bain. We'll have an update on her. Maybe tomorrow. Are you surprised they announced this 26 SummerSlam location before 25? Yes and no. Yes, because they don't ever do that. No, because of where it's at. They had to announce something for Minnesota soon, and it became clear that once Minnesota wasn't getting WrestleMania this year, they probably weren't going to get it next year either. So them getting announced pretty quickly makes an awful lot of sense. Rashidi says, it seems like MLW is having a bit of a hot period. What do you think is leading to their very good ticket sales of late? Wrestling is hot. I think that MLW has a good product. They are putting asses in seats. They are selling their action figures. They're selling their merch. Having a little bit more money to invest into the company doesn't hurt either. They got a nice mix of familiar names and some legends in there. They got Paul Walter Hauser to do their show. They got Sami Callihan, Riddle, you know, some people like that that people know of. But also, they've worked partnerships very, very well. Like, I love Battle Riot. I'm excited for that. I'm always a fan of that type of thing. But they're just doing well. They're keeping it simple, booking good talent that are at least good in the ring and all that stuff. And, I mean, they're getting those asses in seats, and that's what's important. Any further talk about women's tag titles in AEW or ROH? Not that I've heard. With the 2026 SummerSlam moving to two nights, do you think other major PLEs will do this too? No, I think it'll stay to Mania and SummerSlam. I could one day see the Royal Rumble being two nights, where you do Rumble women's night one, men's night two, or vice versa. What do you think the AEW title match will be at Forbidden Door? Tsuji, maybe Gabe Kidd. If you're taking somebody from New Japan, if you want to go biggest match possible, well, I think MJF or Ospreay or somebody like that. But if you want to go New Japan, I think Tsuji or Gabe Kidd. When do you think we get the Wyatt 6? I think probably next month. I like what they're doing. I hope it's a little more grounded in reality. I think it will be. Any word on Preston Vance? Roosh came back by himself. Well, Preston Vance hasn't wrestled since mid-January. Haven't heard an update on him. I had heard Roosh was considered for a pretty significant match in the near future. I would imagine it would be at Forbidden Door, but hard to say. But I haven't heard an update on Preston Vance, haven't heard that he's been around or anything really like that. So I'll dig in more to that. Any update on Jamie Hayter? I asked this week and nobody knew, so they haven't heard anything imminent on her. Any update to Alexa Bliss's status? Still on maternity leave. They'll give her as much time as she wants, I'm sure. I noticed how all these pay-per-view deals AEW has done with YouTube, Triller, and DAZN, with Forbidden Door. Is it possible AEW and WBD already have a new TV deal and it starts with All In? They do not have a TV deal done yet. They have been discussing one for quite some time. Any update on Penelope? She's still with AEW. I believe she is on a per-appearance deal now, I believe. She had an injury as well. But, yeah, she just hasn't been used. In my weekly stats post, I noticed Guns and the Acclaimed have not had matches on Dynamite in over 100 days, although they've appeared on the show here and there. Any reason or just some weird oversight? Just some weird oversight. That's it. Heard anything regarding All In being moved earlier in future years is to keep All Out on Labor Day weekend in Chicago. I think that if this one does really, really well, they'll keep it or separate it further. And if it doesn't, they will probably go back. I would imagine that WWE running that weekend didn't necessarily help their confidence in a buy rate either. But yeah. Any info on how WWE staff is treated once arriving in Jeddah, as in top-level accommodations and food? Fed well, accommodated well. WWE, especially this regime, wants to make sure that they're safe and taken care of. They were on the private beach, all that stuff. And listen. Ray says, I'm not trying to be negative or whatever, but I have to ask. Who's the target audience for Sour Graps? Is it a bit Alex is doing? Am I just not in on it? He basically shits on WWE every week. And then very pleasant on the AEW post-show about that product. Fightful generally does a great job not feeding the trolls of IWC tribalism, but whatever Alex is doing isn't helping, I don't think. Maybe I'm not the target audience, but that's okay. I'm more curious than anything, I guess. Well, you aren't the target audience. Not every show is about you. Alex, if he ever got personal with a talent in that regard, he would likely not be here anymore, and he knows that. I don't think that you... First off, I know you don't watch the shows. I know you don't watch them. It is a bit. I told him that if he wanted to do that type of thing, he would need to do it on his own programs, and that's what he does. It's a show you can easily ignore. But to say, then is very pleasant on the AEW post show about that product, what are you talking about? He does the same thing for the Rampage Watch Along, for his Collision reviews, for his AEW pay-per-view reviews, the talk about Jericho, the talk about Darby. What are you, where is this coming from? Whenever I see somebody say, well, he doesn't do this for AEW, listen, it ain't for everybody. It ain't for me. But snakes and sparklers, that ain't the only things that I sell just because I like them. There are other things that other people like. And if we're going to have that type of show, I would rather it be with someone that isn't getting oddly personal about the talent. He has his own set of morals and all that stuff, and as long as guidelines aren't violated on Fightful, I don't mind it at all. But an easy way to ignore it is to scroll past. The Cedric Ashanti tag team they shot vignettes for get scrapped entirely or just pushed back. They're still teaming together on dark matches. Should we expect more Malakai singles feuds after Double or Nothing? I am expecting him to stick around for a bit longer. Are you going to buy the new NCAA football game? Yeah, I'll probably try it out. Why not? Why the heck not? I'm a Brazilian journalist. Any news about WWE holding an event in Brazil or South America? I would imagine they're going to head to South America within the next couple years. I'd be surprised. Alicia says, I saw Seth's Wrestling School posted a picture of him today. Is this a rumor-squashing thing to show he's not in Saudi Arabia? I'm sure that's what they're trying to do. I don't know either way if he is or not, but it's probably a way to get people to say he's not there or he's not going to be there type of thing. How long is Jay White's contract? He still has years on it. Do you think it's a good thing that TK is getting rid of these traditions like All Out Labor Day weekend and maybe moving Double or Nothing out of Vegas? I hope so, because that weekend is very, very expensive for fans. Memorial Day weekend is super expensive for fans, so I wish they would. But I hope so. I don't think we need the same show there every single year. Jason says, do you think the industry of hate, as Dave Meltzer called it, has negatively impacted AEW? Yeah, man, there are a lot of people that are especially weird about pro wrestling. Just especially weird. Is Jake the Snake Roberts still under contract to AEW? Yes, he is. He got renewed, I want to say in recent months. Do you see NXT ever doing a show on a beach? Yeah, I do. I think they should, and I think they would. Any news on Raquel? Yeah, the weekend of Elimination Chamber, her condition flared up again. She's been out of action ever since. It really, really affects her, and that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Do you know why WWE changed the majority of themes for talent to go from NXT to Raw or SmackDown, usually with shittier ones like Braun Breaker or Tiffany? Boy, they love that name drop at the start. We're working on a Death Rabble story. We've been working on it for a while, honestly. We've been working for quite a bit. Anything on Roxanne's opponent at Battleground? Speculation is it's Tegan Nox. Corey has heard that they have been interested in bringing in Tegan Nox. Yeah, I think that would make a lot of sense. Hey, Sean, do you plan on wrestling more frequently? Maybe something at WrestleCade. Oh, man. So the last match I worked, I ended up going 30 minutes, and it was one where I could have just been eliminated in like a minute or so. But I don't know. There were some things I was supposed to do. I was supposed to team with Shaza against Cardona and Steph Delander. And I'm just like, man, I'm injury prone, very injury prone. And I'm very fortunate that I've not so far doing... you know, a weapons match and doing a spot with somebody who didn't have any business being in the ring and then doing a 30-minute situation. I don't want to end up getting fucked up permanently or an extended period. That being said, there's one match I've considered doing this summer. If they asked me to do the WrestleCade Battle Royal, I would do that. And there's another spot that I would be interested in doing that was pitched to me next year. There's maybe a half dozen things I'd be interested in doing. Do you think Ethan Page could end up in WWE or TNA? Yeah. Yeah. I think so. They should both be interested in him. He's great, man. He's going to keep doing his own stuff. He's going to work the indies very heavily. He's gonna get some looks. Going to Lexington and Louisville for a trip with my friends. Any advice on where to go and what to check out? I haven't spent a ton of time in Louisville, to be honest with you. In Lexington, we have a thing, we call it Jesus Golf. It's at the Lexington Ice Center. It is called Fairway to Heaven. It is Bible-themed mini golf, and it's legitimately outstanding. Like, it's so much fun. We also have a lot of great parks and stuff out here. We have some really good food. The Summit at Fritz Farm is good if you want to go shopping and stuff like that. Also, the mall area is not, you know, it's what it is. We have several arcades and all that if you like horse racing and all that stuff. Of course, we got that. I'm usually satisfied with playing some basketball or, you know, just rock climbing or something like that. Favorite Pearl Jam song? I'm not a big Pearl Jam guy, so I'll have to go with Even Flow. If WBD does lose the NBA, do we see Dynamite move to TNT and do either or both shows move nights? I don't think Dynamite will move nights. It could move back to TNT for sure. I think that Collision Rampage could be a 3-hour block that moves nights for sure. Do you think Punk McIntyre will happen at SummerSlam, which probably means Gunther won't win King of the Ring, right? I don't think Punk McIntyre needs a title on it at all. At all. Is Kale Dixon okay after the ambulance match on Monday, or ambulance segment on Monday? He's fine. Not sure if anyone has asked this or not. Is there something going on between Mikey Ruckus and AEW? I think there's a new deal being worked out, I believe. Are fire extinguishers gimmicked when used in wrestling? Usually they're just fire extinguishers. Is there a main reason why injured AEW talent seem to take longer to return than WWE talent? Yeah, they have a very extensive clearance method for talent, especially those that have been out for a long time. They got to come to multiple TVs to get cleared, usually. Tucker says, I want to thank you guys at Fightful for being probably the only neutral wrestling site there is at this point. There's way too much negativity online at the moment. For most wrestling sources to go to the negative hate route is sickening. Thank you guys for not doing that. Well, we try. We certainly try. But I will say this. We got 40 people on staff. We don't get together and decide like that we're going to collect our opinions together or anything like that. I see that all the time. People being like, oh, well, they're at Fightful, so you know. Man, there are dozens of people on our staff that have never spoken to one another. Like, it's a big site at this point. On Busted Open, Thunder Rosa mentioned something about working with writers in AEW. I know that Mercedes has her own. Do you have any information on AEW hiring any other writers? Well, I mean, Jen Pepperman writes for herself, for Mercedes and other people. Will Washington writes for people. Like, they're on the creative team. They're writing. They're doing a lot of that. Will Washington wrote a lot of what you heard in the Swerve Hangman stuff and some stuff in the Willow Mercedes stuff as well. Updates on Anthem, if they're sticking to PPA deals. I've heard some full-time deals that have happened since then. Any new Canadian pay-per-view dates on the horizon for AEW? Not this year. Not this year. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.